In Peru, people have been lining up to see something many thought they'd never see, a collection of antiquities from the Inca site of Machu Picchu. The objects spent the last 100 years far from the Andes Mountains at Yale University in Connecticut, and they've been at the center of a long-running international custody battle. Diane Orson of member station WNPR reports.
We're actually on top of an Inca palace.
Yale anthropology professor Richard Berger is standing in the courtyard of a museum in Cusco, Peru. It's an historic building that sits on a foundation of ancient Inca stone walls.
The Inca who built this palace was the son of Pachacutec, or Pachacuti, as he's sometimes called. And Pachacuti was responsible for building Machu Picchu. So in some way, the materials are returning to the son of the builder of Machu Picchu. Is like bringing back the family goods.
For nearly 30 years, Berger was in charge of those goods. Yale is returning thousands of ceramics, jewelry, and human bones from the Peabody Museum in New Haven back here to the International Center for the Study of Machu Picchu and Inca Culture. The objects were excavated between 1912 and 1915 by Yale explorer Hiram Bingham III. They left Peru under a special governmental decree.
The Machu Picchu situation and dispute was really fundamentally different from other repatriation issues.
Sharon Flesher is executive director of the International Foundation for Art Research, which helps track looted antiquities. She says unlike many art and artifact disputes, this one was not about stolen goods.
They were never allegedly taken in violation of patrimony laws or clandestinely dug up. This was really much more of a contractual dispute.
Peruvian officials contended that the materials were loaned to Yale for research. After World War I, the university returned some of the artifacts, but argued that under the laws of the day, the school could keep the rest. Over time, Peru's demands grew louder. Machu Picchu is an iconic place for the Peruvian people, and the idea of bones and artifacts from Peru being held in the U.S. took on powerful symbolism. Finally, in 2008, Peru's government filed a lawsuit against Yale. Negotiations intensified, and among the things that helped move the process out of the courts was a letter written by Yale alumni urging their alma mater to return the artifacts. Peruvian historian Mariana Moldepiz.
I have always put aside going through the legal way because it's too expensive. We have made thanks to the alumni of Yale in getting this matter where it has to be in the academic world.
The dispute was resolved through two separate agreements. The first, between Yale and the Peruvian government, established that the university would return all of the objects by the end of 2012. The second established a partnership between Yale and the San Antonio Abad University in Cusco to share stewardship of the collection. The schools will also collaborate on academic research. Keeping the antiquities in a scholarly setting was key, says David Bingham, grandson of the explorer who found them.
To leave it just to the political system in Peru would be worrisome because it is so uncertain, whereas the universities in Peru are as old as the universities in the United States.
Sharon Flesher of the International Foundation for Art Research says the focus is back where it should be, on the collection.
The settlement itself shifts the emphasis from the ownership of the objects, whether it's Peru or Yale, to stewardship and preservation and research and exhibition.
She says this is a story that's unfolded over 100 years during a time of tremendous shifts in attitudes toward cultural patrimony.
Whether they're the Mediterranean countries with Greek and Roman classical objects, whether they're the Latin countries with Aztec, Mayan, and Inca ruins, the current trend seems to be leaning towards the source countries and helping them reclaim objects that were taken when they had less power.
Back in Cusco, professors from both schools met to inaugurate the new museum. Among them was Oscar Paredes, who teaches social sciences at the University in Cusco.
Estas cosas lo rescatamos con bastante humildad. Hemos empezado a establecer un diálogo horizontal.
He says Peruvian professors are finally on equal footing with their Yale counterparts. And now everyday Peruvians will be able to see historic relics many have never seen before. And so will the hundreds of thousands of tourists who pass through Cusco each year to visit the terraced stone ruins of Machu Picchu. For NPR News, I'm Diane Orson.
You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.